Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey, everyone. I want to talk to you a little bit today about what is the mindset, the psychological, emotional block that keeps most people from becoming wealthy, earning the amount of money that they want to earn in their lifetime to live the life that they want to live, and reaching success in general. So what I have up here is our famous stick person to demonstrate what's actually taking place between the conscious mind, the emotional mind, which is the subconscious mind, and the results that we have out here on outside of us. They're out there. Okay, so let's take into consideration this. Let's say that this is you right now, and you have a desire that you want to earn a specific amount of money. You want to become rich, you want to become wealthy, you want to turn your annual income into a monthly income. Whatever it is, even if you just want to raise your income a little bit, but you're finding that you're stuck or you're blocked in doing that. The first thing that we have to understand is what we're currently looking at is our results. We're looking at the current results that we have. That forms an image in our conscious mind. So here we have an image. It comes in, that information, through our senses. We see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. So as this image of our results goes through our senses, it goes into our conscious mind, and we then recognize what this image is. This image is either resonating with what we know to be true, which would be our belief system or our paradigm in our subconscious mind, or it's completely different. For most people, they go through life basically only seeing the same images over and over and over again. That becomes their reality. That becomes their truth. That becomes the fact that they hold in front of them on a consistent basis that says, here's where I am, here's what I'm earning, here's what I'm doing, here are the problems that I'm up against, and then we create the reasons why we can't actually achieve what it is that we want to achieve. But I'm here to tell you that any person can create a quantum leap in their results if they understand how this image is working. This image here in our conscious mind is basically benign. It's an observation. It doesn't really have power until it either resonates with this image or your subconscious mind tries to kick it out in a way where it's telling you or basically producing fear in your body or worry about something that you're observing. So outside of us, we have our results. We have our circumstances, that's what the C stands for. We have our environment, and our environment is made up of people, places, and things. As we go through our day, all this information is constantly coming into our awareness, and our subconscious mind is always telling us what to do with that information. When we start to think, if we engage our imagination, and we start to build a mental image of something that is completely different than what we're observing, something completely different than whatever it is that we've experienced before, the subconscious mind does not know what to do with that. And because it doesn't know what to do with that, it automatically says, I don't know if this is safe. I don't know if this is something that we can do. It does not match the subconscious image of the belief that we're holding about ourselves, our environment, the world that we live in, our results, our family. It's totally outside of our experience. The subconscious mind's job is to keep you living in the experience that is literally programmed in this part of your mind. That's its job. It really has no other function other than to keep you alive and to procreate. Those are really the only two functions of the subconscious mind. It drives everything that goes in it on an unconscious level so that it keeps duplicating in that in our life all the time without any conscious awareness around why that's happening or how it's actually going about. So what we typically do if we run into a problem is we ask ourselves, how do I fix it? Because this is where we're observing the problem. We're observing the problem outside of us. So that's where we begin to go to fix it. But this is an indication that we clearly do not know the initial cause of that problem. The initial cause is always this, I. I is in me, I is in you. It is the internal I. It is how we see ourselves. And if we want to fix a problem that is manifesting itself outside of us, we first have to realize what part of ourself, what part of I, is actually causing this problem. Because we can go out there and like mechanically fix something in our reality. But if we don't change the internal cause of what that result is, we will replicate that problem over and over and over again in our life. Very often it just has a different face. In other words, like if your income is constantly going up and down, you can't get it going up so that it's actually staying in an increasing pattern in your life, but it goes up and then it comes down. It goes up and then it comes down. You barely have enough to pay your bills, and then you get a little bit ahead of that, and it goes right back to where you can barely pay your bills again. So we kind of call that struggle, right? And we struggle with lots of different things. We struggle with work. We struggle with business. We struggle with relationships. We struggle with many different things in our life. And the struggle is because we have an internal conflict that's happening here. It is the difference between what it is that we desire, which is our natural tendency to want to move forward in life, and what the belief system is telling us that we are or what we can accomplish. In other words, if you have never earned more than, say, $50,000 a year, that is ingrained in your belief system. That becomes your financial set point internally inside of yourself. Subconsciously, it will cause you to think thoughts that are the equivalent to $50,000 a year. It will cause you to do things outside of yourself to keep you at $50,000 a year. Nobody's earning what they're earning because that's necessarily what they want. They're earning that because they're not aware of how to increase it. And every time they try to increase it, they begin to look outside of themselves for the solution to do that. They don't understand that there's an internal hidden cause that's causing every problem that they're experiencing on the outside, and it's beginning with what's going on the inside. So the idea is that the first thing that we have to be aware of and we have to say to ourselves is, number one, why am I choosing to have this experience? Now let me tell you what that statement does. It assumes responsibility. Which means if we take full responsibility for ourselves, everything that we feel, everything that we think, everything that we do, all the results that we're getting outside of ourselves, responsible for everything, then we have the power to change it. Now, I suppose that also means that as long as you're not judging it, in other words, internalizing it, that you're some kind of a bad person because you have results that you don't want outside of yourself. That is an error that many people make. So they shame themselves, they guilt themselves, they beat themselves up, sometimes for a lifetime, and they never get out of it because they made some error in their life. What we really want to do is we want to look at it and we want to say, this is not the result that I want in my life. I'm going to accept 100% responsibility for it, and now I'm going to be committed to changing it. But in order to make that commitment to change it, we have to be willing to change the I. We have to be willing to change the image that we're holding around whatever result that we're getting. Now, what's important about this is to understand how we do that and what is it that prevents most people from doing it. For instance, I want you to think about something that's pretty important. We're all pretty intelligent people. Even people that you would look at and you would say to yourself, oh, that's a dumb person or that's a stupid person, they're really not. It's just unorganized thinking that causes a person to be stuck in their ability to learn or to make intelligent decisions in their life. Understand that the truth, we're all intelligent. We have a brain, and we need to learn how to use that brain to think and to create the life that we want. And this is where it gets tricky for most people. So what I want you to do is I want you to look at these different lines here as different levels of awareness. And you're down here. This is our current level of awareness. That's what this line represents. So take anything in your life that you want to change and ask yourself, what is the result that you currently have? That represents your current level of awareness. That represents this image that we're holding here. It also represents the results that we're getting. That means that we're aware of how to get those results. We're aware of how to duplicate those results on a regular basis. That's what our awareness is. The truth is, though, is that there are millions of levels of awareness. It never stops. And if we're going to increase or change anything in our life, what we need to do is we need to become aware of how to do that. Now, here's the goal. So let this goal represent the thing that you want, the thing that you want to change, the thing that you want to create in your life. Number one, you have to be able to see this clearly. So ask yourself, am I really clear about what I want to create in my life? Am I really clear about where I want to go, what I want to do? My suggestion for most people is, yes, I think that we always encourage people to think big, to think audacious goals, you know, have something that is really super exciting. I think that's absolutely fantastic. But you also have to bring that goal down to the point where you actually believe that you can do something with it. That will allow you to become more clear about it. If you pick a goal that you've never achieved before and you have just a little bit of belief that it's possible to bring that into your life, now you're going to bring the clarity in that you need to be able to see that goal, you know, with the sharpness that you need to be able to see it with. Next is we need to move from here to there. We need to actually create that in our present life where we are right now. So how do we get there? Well, first, let's take a look at what's happening in most people's lives that actually stop them. So number one of the first things that we do is we become aware of where we are right now. That is an awareness of the goal or the situation or the problem or the desire, or I should say, and or the desire that you have to accomplish the goal that you want in your life. That's an awareness. It's now in your conscious mind. It's something that you can think about. It's something that you can contemplate. It's an image that you can kind of measure. You can kind of ask yourself, what would it take to get there? What would I have to do? What might I have to change? So you can inquire about that idea internally as you actually think. After we become aware of where we are and the goal that we want to bring into our life, we need to understand something very important, that the starting point to get to that goal is very close to us. It's this close. It's like right here. But here's where most people miss this. This starting point is just one little level above where you are now. What does that mean? What it means is this. It can't come in on the same level that you are because it's a desire to do more than where you are. And this is the mistake. Most people are looking for the opportunity that is going to move them from where they are to where they want to be to meet them on the exact playing level that they are, their level of skill, their level of awareness, and more importantly, their level of being comfortable with stepping into it. That's never going to happen. So most people stop at this place. They stop at the start, right where it is that they need to start. It kills them right there because they view it in their mind is that there is something that they don't want to have to do. There's a risk that they don't want to have to take, and that creates an uncertainty in them, so they never move from there. What do they then keep doing? Well, what they keep doing is what most people do their entire life. They keep looking at this. They keep looking at it with their eyes, they're looking at it with their consciousness, and they're going, why the hell can't I get myself out of this situation? How is it that there's so many people out there that can live incredible lives, that can create all kinds of money and situations in their life to move them forward, and I continue to stay stuck in this place? Then we start to look at ourselves and we say, I'm a smart person. I know how to do things. I can get things done. I just don't understand why I can't get there. And then we do something that's absolutely deadly. We start looking for the reasons why we can't. And we might say something like, well, God just doesn't want me to have it. It's not in the cards for me. It's probably not my purpose. It probably wouldn't work anyway. And the reason that we're doing this is because the mind is constantly looking for solutions to problems. That's how our mind is wired. It's always wired to consistently move us forward, even if we're going in the wrong direction. Because that is like the modus operandi of life. It is more life. So life always grows things. It's either growing what you want or it's growing what you don't want. It's either growing good things in your life or it's growing bad things in your life. It's either growing solutions or it's growing problems. Nothing stands still. It's constantly in a state of motion and it's constantly in a state of growth. When things are in a state of growth where you're growing something bad or something that you don't want in your life, it will grow it to the point of disintegration. Basically, when it infarcates on itself and it breaks itself back down to the basic elements of what it was to begin with, because it can no longer sustain life. So the idea is that we start to understand that we're always moving forward. And if we're not careful, we'll literally start to contemplate ideas that have nothing to do with the results that we want to change on the outside of us. So basically, don't do that. We don't want to do that. What we want to do is we want to understand the real principles of moving forward so that we can take advantage of this. And you have to understand this. Anytime you're going to change from your current place where you're comfortable, it's going to be uncomfortable. Why? Because you're breaking a habit. You're stepping into something that you don't know. There is a risk involved. There is no advancement without risk. And the truth is that the idea that we're afraid of risk at some point, you have to understand that that was something that you were taught as you grew up from a little kid. It's not something that you were born with. Little babies are natural risk takers. And yes, a lot of it is out of ignorance, and they do have to learn how to be conscious about the risks that they're taking. But when you have people in your life that taught you basically their fears around success, and their fears around risks, and you had no experience with that, it was the experience from their life or their parents' life or their grandparents' life, and it's been passed down from one generation to another, you've accepted a belief that is completely not true to begin with, and worse is that you have no experience around. So you can't even critically think about that idea. That idea also was given to you before your conscious mind was developed. So what does that mean? It's actually very important. The conscious mind is where we have the ability to choose. We have the ability to accept or reject anything with our conscious mind. But prior to the age of 7, we don't have a conscious mind. So all we have is a subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind does not have the ability to reject anything. Whatever goes in stays in. It gets fixed in there. And then the subconscious mind job is to replicate that in our results, our circumstances, our environment, our thinking. It also replicates it as emotion. It replicates it everywhere in our life. And then we call that the reality of our life. What we don't understand at that point, if nobody's ever given us another idea, is that we can choose to change the reality to anything that we want. You have the ability, you have the God-given ability to change your reality to make it any way that you want to make it, according to the laws of the universe. You can't ever create it outside of those laws, but you create it within those laws, which is infinite, by the way. So let's go back to this page here. So when we're here and we become aware of our result and aware that we want to do something different, we must understand that we're going to have to take a step up in our growth in order to accept this opportunity to move forward. Now, here's what most people don't want to hear, because they want it to show up in their life in a way that's comfortable. If you're looking to earn more money in your life, if you seriously want to change your financial situation, it's going to cost you money to be able to do that. So what do most people do? They say, well, I don't have any money, so I can't do that. That is where we get ourselves into trouble, because that's absolutely not true. Everybody on the planet has the same amount of money. There's two problems with that. Number one, most people aren't aware of that idea. Number two, most people are ignorant to that idea. In other words, they don't know that they don't know that all the resources that we need to move us within the purpose of our life are abundant to us and on the planet. But if you don't know that, number one, you don't see it. All you see is the lack that you're programmed with. You have absolutely no idea how to break out of that, because that becomes the totality, the reality of your existence. So you make decisions within those limitations and you stay right where you are. But if you started to think to yourself, if that's true, if what David is saying is really true, that abundance is already here, that money is already here, then we have to ask ourselves one question. What is keeping us from having it? What is keeping us from receiving that money so that we can actually move forward in our life? Part of what's keeping us from receiving it is a negative viewpoint of money. We call that a money story, a negative money story. And if you just look at the world and the way the world talks about money in general, most of it's negative. Most of the beliefs that we have around money are negative, and they're absolutely not true. Like, one of the beliefs that we have is that there's not enough. Another one that we have is that money is hard. It's hard to earn money. It's absolutely not true. Money is one of the easiest things to bring into your life if you understand the laws around money and you know how to apply that skill in your life. But more importantly, that you have the awareness around the idea that there's enough money there to begin with, and that you have as much right to it as anybody else if you actually follow those laws, if you follow the laws of prosperity and abundance. And this is not some airy-fairy woo thing. This is extremely practical. Everything that I teach people has a practical application where they can immediately do this in their life. But if you're stuck with that belief system, you immediately say, I don't have the money, I can't do it. Next, time. Everybody's 24 hours, we all have the same 24 hours. Every minute of those 24 hours is already taken up in everybody's life. Whether you know what you're going to do with it or you don't know, every day it's taken up. You're going to do something with that 24 hours. The difference is that people that move ahead, they make a decision as to what's most important to do in those 24 hours. They make a decision to take that time as the most magnificent resource that they have, and then put into that time things that are going to create the future that they desire for themselves. People that aren't aware of that, they waste that time. They just fill that time up with things that really don't make much of a difference, and a lot of it is completely negative in their life, which just reinforces all the reasons why they can't do something to begin with. Here's a more intelligent question to ask yourself when you're in this position. Where is the money now, and how do I bring it into my life? Because if we start to do that, literally we're telling our conscious mind, we're giving our conscious mind a new directive, especially if we say this. Like, let's move that question a little bit further down the road. The money is here, and it's mine. If you can get yourself to the place where you could say, the money is here, and it's mine, You're giving your conscious mind a directive to begin to look for where it is. And it will show up in some kind of an opportunity for you to get the money. And it doesn't have to be anything unethical or against the law in any way at all. It's already here. The problem is, and this is a tough thing to accept about ourselves, is that most of us are programmed with the idea that we can't actually receive that money. That there's something not right about it, there's something wrong about it, there's something we don't deserve about it, there's something greedy about it. The list goes on and on and on. Money is the third most important thing that most of the civilized world needs to move forward. Air is number one. We can only live 3 minutes without air. Water is number two. We can only live 3 days without water. And then we get into food and shelter, which are absolutely necessary for their survival and the advancement forward of human beings. But most people don't know how to build their own houses. Most people don't know how to grow or process their food in any way whatsoever. So what is it that we do in order to meet those needs? We go to work and we earn money. But going to work and earning money is one of the worst ways to actually earn money in your life, because you're trading your life, the most valuable resource that you have, for a little bit of money so that you can maintain food and shelter for your house and family. Now, that's an absolute necessity that we have to do it. But if that was the only way that you were taught to do something, you're basically living your entire life right on the edge of survival. That's it. Think about that. Because you can change that, and you can change that right now if you're willing to change your thinking about money and how it actually comes into your life, and literally how important money actually is. We have all kinds of sayings like, money doesn't grow on trees, money won't make you happy. That's absolutely true. It won't. Nothing will make you happy. Happiness is an inside job. It is about taking responsibility in the way that you look at the world. If you go through life as a victim, no, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be damn miserable. But if you go through life with a positive expectancy and in full command and control in your mind and in your body of taking control of your life and creating it that you want to be, life is absolutely amazing. But the only person that can change that is you. Nobody can want it for you more. Nobody can change it for you. That is an inside desire. When this shows up, it's always going to be one step ahead of where you are, and it's going to basically, this is like this is like what I call the humor of God. It's going to require that you give something that you actually want and you don't think that you can give. So if that's true and we're not actually making that happen, maybe we need to change our thinking in order for that to actually show up in our life. When I first did this, I was in the same place that you're in. I was thinking, I don't have the time and I don't have the money. My idea was that I needed to go back to school, to go to college or university in order to be able to build a career for myself, because I had quit high school at 17. I was driving a forklift and I was making about $20,000 a year. When I started to change my thinking around this, I changed three things in my thought, and in a month, my income tripled. I went from $20,000 a year to $62,000 a year. Now, how is that possible? How does that happen? It seems like it's absolutely impossible. Prior to me changing my thinking, all I did was walk around and say, I don't have the time and I don't have the money. That's why I can't change. But when I started to change my attitude, which is my internal way of viewing my world, my circumstances, my results, my environment, which is people, places, and things, all of a sudden I saw the opportunity to move from where I was to somewhere else, and instantly my income went up. Before I know it, I had it up over $1 million, and then $2 million. And it's kept growing ever since then. I've built a multi-million dollar company that teaches people how to do this all over the world. You have to say to yourself, it has to be here. You must get in that place, because as you're doing that, you're changing the internal image that you're holding of the reality that's outside of yourself, regardless of what your outside circumstances tell you. Your outside circumstances tell you, and most of the people around you will tell you, that's impossible, that's crazy, you can't do that. You better just stay working and working hard. The problem is most people are completely unhappy doing what they're doing. That's why happiness is so important in order to help change that internal idea of where we're going. So let's get back to this. So here's this opportunity. You start to say the money is here right now, right? So you're claiming what it is that you desire. You begin to see this. So you're aware of it. You're claiming it. Now, once this happens, the next thing that you have to do to move to this level is that you have to make a decision. A decision. And a decision means to cut away from any other idea. I would bet for most of the things in your life right now, if you're in a place of lack and wanting, you don't know how to make a decision. That means a committed decision. So when you say you're going to do it, no matter what circumstances show up, you figure out a way to be resourceful and do it. That's the kind of decision that you're going to make here. That's the kind of decision that'll change your life. When you make that decision, all the resources that you need to step up here become apparent. Now, this is where real personal growth comes into play, because this is where you're going to have to do things like ask people for things. You may have to ask for help. You may have to ask for what you want. You're going to have to change the way that you're showing up in the world in order to be able to receive what's at this level. Once you do that, then what happens is that you begin to adapt to your new surrounding, which is here, your new environment, your new opportunity. As you begin to adapt to that, what are we actually doing? Well, we're growing internally. We're growing psychologically, emotionally. We're becoming aware that we have the ability to do more than we ever thought we could do. We're becoming disciplined. We're developing the courage and the vision to be able to move us forward. And when we do that at this level, the next step is that we grow. We grow. And when we grow, we see the next step, the next stage forward. That's it right there. We see the next stage forward. And what do we do here? The same thing that we did here. It's the same process all the way up to the goal. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, how long does that take? That's entirely up to you. If you start procrastinating at any one of these steps, this could take a lifetime. If you're willing to move through them with faith and courage, it will happen fast. Are you going to fail? Yes, you're going to fail. That is an absolute yes. You're going to make mistakes along this journey. You're going to fail. What you need to do is to understand that we never learn anything without failure. Failure is part of the process of growth. It is part of the process of creating the life that we want. It's part of our purpose. We had no issue with failure when we were a kid. And I prove it to you. You don't see any children not walking because they became discouraged and said, I just give up. I fell down too many damn times. I'm not going to walk. Inherently in us is that desire to overcome the obstacle, learn, deal with failure, and keep moving forward. Your issue with failure was taught to you. It's true. Somebody taught you that there was something wrong with failure. How about when some teacher put a big red F on your paper because you got something wrong and shamed and humiliated you for doing it? How about when you came home and some parent screamed at you or disciplined you very, very harshly for that, instead of actually finding out what was the cause of that problem and helping you change it? So what we really learned was it wasn't okay to make mistakes. Then we go to grow up and we go to work for someone where if we make a mistake, our job's on the line. A company that has any sense whatsoever will allow their employees to make mistakes and learn from them, hold them accountable and help them learn from the mistakes so that the whole company can move forward. Mistakes are vitally important to your advancement. Don't be afraid to make them. Make them fast, learn everything that you can from them, and then continue to move forward. Now, what's another problem that we run to at this stage? The mistakes seem to have a hell of a lot more weight when we're first starting out for most people than they do if you already have some success or you already have a big stash of money in the bank and you can weather a mistake or a little storm. Mistakes at this level for people seem like they can be catastrophic. You have to understand that's really just emotional maturity. No mistake is catastrophic unless we make a mistake and die, which we're all going to die anyway. No mistake is literally catastrophic, even if you lose everything. Why is that? Because people view it as a catastrophe. When a person attaches their meaning of themselves to this result, they get in big trouble. They get in big trouble because they get in a place where they can't make mistakes. They're actually succeeding so other people will look at them and say that they're a good person. So what they really internally want is appreciation and love for other people. The most important thing that you can do is appreciate and love yourself and be real cognizant of the idea that you're here to do something special. You really are. Each one of us has an individual purpose. If you follow this process, it will take you where you want to go. The other thing is never, from this day forward, stop looking at your advancement on the cheap. In other words, oh, that costs too much. I don't want to pay that. That's a lot of money. That's crazy. You can't invest too much in your personal growth. You absolutely can't. If you want to be a millionaire, if you want to really create real wealth in your life, you're going to have to put a significant investment in yourself in order to learn the things that you need to learn to get there. That's the only way. Nobody does it without it. Nobody does this journey on their own. That's the honest truth. You look at any single person, they've invested in themselves over and over and over again. It doesn't matter whether it costs you time, whether it costs you money, it's going to cost you both. Accept that as part of your path to get there and be willing to do whatever is necessary. And if you do this process, there is no problem that you cannot turn around in a very short period of time. I absolutely guarantee it. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.